Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Thanks for tuning in to The Screw. If you're new here, welcome. We're going to buckle up because we're going to fuck your face. And if you're not new here, you know that that's not true. And we lie like a rug. Hi, A-Love. How are you?
Hot as a motherfucker. Hot as a motherfucker.
Why are you so hot?
The air conditioner is still broken and nobody cares. And
nobody's kidding.
This weird energy I have to figure out here where, like, you don't want to seem too much like a Northeast hard ass by, like, being like, I want to speak to the manager, you know, but, like, I've had to ask more people out here to escalate something because, like, the answer they've given is just insufficient.
So,
it's weird.
To explain, how hot has it been for the last, like, 3 weeks while you dealt with this?
It has been over 100 degrees nearly every day up until, like, I would say yesterday. And then now it's in, like, the mid to high
80s. Yeah, that's still unacceptable. That's ridiculous.
It is. But, like, you know, we were able to actually sleep with a sheet on us last night because we have, like, we live in a wind turbine now. Like, it's, like, 7 fans are on us with a tiny little window.
Yeah. So you got to do what you got to do. Well, that is a lot to actually... I would be complaining up the ass because sounds absolutely fucking miserable. So
yeah,
you have every right to be upset, obviously, but you're a student and they don't care about students. And that's the way the cookie crumbles when it comes to that shit.
So. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's all part of the experience, right? I just didn't think
it's weird because I feel like a lot of, you know, higher education places look at the students as they're not real people yet. They're not in the world yet. But most of your students, you know, went and got jobs and then went back to school. Yeah. Or they're getting their master's. Like, this is school part, like, 5. They've been in the real world. Stop treating students like they are not, you know, as if it's okay. They're just... Yeah. College students, they can deal with the heat, they can deal with whatever. It's like, nowhere else would this be acceptable because 100 adults would be outside, like, picketing your establishment, you know? Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, I will tell you that no one says no sweeter than the people out here, so
doesn't make it any better, though.
No, it doesn't. But on to more exciting things. Fuck the institutions.
Yeah, so if you did not listen to last week's episode, you should listen to it because you should listen to all of our episodes. They're fantastic. However, we did discuss the idea of stumbling upon new genres of porn that we were not familiar with and or we hadn't ever given a chance to. So our homework for one another was to go home, and we were already at home, but was to peruse the interwebs and try to find types of porn, or stumble on them, I guess, that we had never actually acquainted ourselves with. Give it a chance and then come back and share with the other person and you guys and kind of deconstruct what we saw, decide if we liked it, decide if we didn't like it, etc.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I'm so excited. I feel like we're going back to our roots here, you know, when we just were like, smutty, like, college students. Yeah, again, oh my gosh, this is a theme in my life. Every time we do, like, the shit, I'm in college. I can't wait to do it, like, full time for lots of money. So hook us up.
I like how every episode we decide to ask for money, like, randomly at least once. I love that. I think that that is a staple brand of this group.
Yeah.
Being poor. Fuck.
People would never believe the majority of our side hustle, even if we, like, told them straight faced. I don't know if I could. So funny. I love that I called that our side hustle. Hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway. No shit, right?
Okay. So the first one that I chose was like kind of more of a like, I'm going to challenge myself a little bit to see this thing that I had heard about because it's somewhat like mythic in queer porn culture. And I had not seen it because, you know, I feel certain ways about like drug use and pornography and sex and like, you know, whatever, like not like super moralistic, but like, I don't want to be getting off to somebody else's perhaps misery. So the first one I chose was Slammed, which was a Treasure Island Media film. And
okay. What's the genre of Slammed?
So they,
apparently, not the plot, but the genre. Yeah.
So the genre would be like drug use porn, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like,
because
slammed is a kind of term like for slamming crystal methamphetamines.
Okay.
So when you slam, you're injecting like the drug into your vein. So okay. There is a lot of alluding to it and a lot of like apparent like side effects that you see. And,
interesting.
But you never see them like inject it, I guess. Like you see.
What
like,
side effects are you seeing?
So really flushed cheeks, like excessive sweating, like just like the need to be like railed apparently.
Okay, like, so it's assumed that this person is on meth. It's not necessarily said. Is that what we're saying?
Exactly, because okay. I do think like they're trying to avoid, but it's notorious in like the queer community for being controversial because those of us who have like been with people who are like doing some sort of drugs before like will recognize that they absolutely slammed and recorded the video.
Oh, okay. I'm watching it right now. Yeah, I got you. I understand.
So you see like it's very, they're hyped up, they're super,
they do show up. Drinking, so like they show what they can essentially. Got right. You
exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you hear it and like, you know, it's really challenging because actually in many ways it's like seems to be very hot animalistic kind of sex, albeit a bit sloppy and like overly sweaty and like overly flushed. They're like get very red at different points in the video and like it is pretty like, you know, hardcore barebacking kind of sex. I think like the one guy has other guys come over to fuck him.
Oh, I see. Okay, so in the it like intro or sorry, like the header page, like the logo. Jesus Christ! I was trying to say logo. In the logo, it shows needles. So that's their very very
and like the bio
in trouble way of saying. Everybody's enjoying, or not everybody necessarily, but people in this video are probably enjoying drugs. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly like a very alt, like Treasure Island Media always uses the biohazard symbol in a lot of their stuff. They're like notorious for like, I think doing the first bareback like scenes with HIV positive, like dudes
nice.
And like being very like, so like in the early days, you know, they have like pushed a lot of boundaries that I, you know, that a lot of people found hot. And I have seen other of their films, but like never like had ventured into this one because it does propose like a slight moral conundrum. If somebody sees this video and sees that like it looks super hot and uninhibited, like will that make them want to like get involved in that culture? Like drug use, you
well
know?
We could say that about like most types of porn. It's like, you know, would this person want to be involved in an 18 person cream pie, which can just be just as risky in the long run kind of thing. So
that's true. Like that's actually good. You kind of brought it back down. I mean, and that is always the question, right?
I get
like,
it. We all have our own personal boundaries, right? So it does come into play a lot of times when we're in fantasy world is like,
right.
Oh, when you take yourself away from the actual fantasy and you're like, this is sure. actually real. These people are really doing drugs, or these people are really taking 18 cream pies in a row. It's like, ooh, I hope everybody got tested. You know, it's like, yeah, there's that layer to it. And I totally understand. I totally understand that. It's a personal boundary thing for sure.
I mean, it cycles through that like same old question, regardless of like porn, you know, it's like, well, where is the line? Where is it exploitive? Where is it this? Where is it that? I mean, a lot of times I see like amateur porn, you know, and I'm not to say like this is like amateur, but like it's amateur-esque in that like a porn studio, like a regular porn studio would probably never sanction this.
Well, yeah. And there's not like a set. It looks like dudes fucking in somebody's apartment somewhere, right, which, exactly. you know, which is, I like a realistic feel.
Yeah.
So my question for you is, taking morals out of it, or taking your own feelings about, you know, this real world, essentially repercussions of what's going on, how did you feel about the porn? Did you enjoy it? So did you like it?
I actually thought like there was a lot of very intense connection between the two main partners that I have to say, like, you don't see it like too often.
It is palpable. I watched it and
it becomes very robotic, right? But they're like, they can't get enough of each other, and I get it, it's like fueled by whatever, but like you wonder somewhere in there, like, is this how like people would be if they didn't have all like the shame and hang-ups of like everyday life and sex and sexuality, you know? But like I also think that's like a dangerous way to think, because then you end up like hooked on crystal meth, where I do believe that you could get there. You know, I like to think that in some ways it was more reflective of the kind of sex I enjoy, you know, passionate, sweaty, like intense,
lowered inhibitions,
uninhibited. Exactly. You know, kind of like kinky-esque, you know, like there was just a lot to it that was, it was like hot without feeling like, it didn't seem like uber degrading. It seemed like
It seemed like everybody was like super stoked to be there. Yeah. It wasn't, somebody wasn't like laid out getting used. Right.
So I mean, it was hot, and like I found it like, you know, a turn on for like the value of the sex happening in the video, you know, and
I can attest to the fact that I can tell why you liked it, but in your life, for you personally, all you need is like weed and like maybe a shot of tequila to get there with the uninhibited part. Yeah. You know, like I've seen you get there without all the drugs and bells and whistles. Yeah. So
all I need is a bathroom stall and a tapping foot. I mean, like,
well, no, but you know what I mean. Like when you have those deep, intense connections sexually, typically it's like after like enjoying some music and a joint and you know, like I know, like I can picture it in my head, you know.
I mean, like, not to be lame, but I'm like kind of feeling like too, I won't say too old, I'll say too past the like years of my life of having like quick, like, you know. And look, I see the value in it, but like, you know, I'm at an age where I don't come as much as I came at 20. Let's be real. That's biology for you know, dudes on some level. But like, so when I do, I don't want it to be like a way. That's why I find like the edging world like more interesting to me. Like, it's like, it like invokes a like spirit of like turning yourself on without like coming, you know, not to the extreme of like cum denial, but just like, the more you keep yourself like riled up, the more riled up you are. Like, right. I like the value in that, but I like the passion. There's a passion, you know, and like, it can't be denied on some level. It's unlike, I mean, I'm lucky if I've seen like a gay porn where like a dude like breaks a sweat, and it's usually like one hand on their back, like help, like thrusting, so like the camera can see, you know. Like, I mean, I'll give kudos to like the angles in the video too. There were extreme facial close-ups of pleasure that like you don't see, like, you know, in a porn. It's like clearly a hand cam for a lot of it, getting different angles of penetration and like, you know, extreme like anal close ups, which I guess I am a fan of, I won't lie. So that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, so let's move on to my first pick, which was something that I guess, like, you know, when you know something exists, but you never came across it before. So yes. This is, and I sent you a specific video, but I didn't actually even watch that video. I didn't watch any of the videos. I just kind of perused this type of porn.
The genre, yeah.
Because I knew that I wouldn't like it, so I didn't bother to press play. But basically it is sex rituals and like satanic,
okay,
magic summoning, things like that. So basically, like, it's, I think it's considered occult ritual porn. So it's not, I don't, it's not that I, so I like watched previews of a bunch of stuff, and a lot of it is just like kind of like steps in, it depends. Like everything has its own gimmick. Like one person I watched has like, is summoning an incubus. And so she draws like a pentagram and like lights candles and sits in the middle of it and then goes through like these steps. And then like there was another one where it was like a sex ritual where the person was summoning their like step sibling or something. And so like, you know, so it's a lot of like the idea of using magic to get either, you know, summon someone or something, or to get somebody else off or something like that. And so like, while I think it's cute and I actually think it's like a cool, like little niche, I personally, like, I knew that there wasn't going to be anything there for me because it's not, I'm certain gimmicks don't really do much for me when it comes
and
to
besides porn. You're way darker than all that. Anyway, I've listened to some of that fucking music from your good old days.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking scary.
So yeah, so I wouldn't say that like it's a bad genre. I just think that it's not for me just because, like, sure. I'm not a big gimmick person when it comes
to it. Yeah, I mean, we don't, like, I think this is part of the interesting part of the discussion, like, what does or doesn't, like, excite you about it. Like, sure. And it's not, like, a judgment. Like, I just watched it, and I'm like, you know, I think I feel similar, and she does some of the stuff here, like, she's lighting candles, she's, like, burning sage, she's, like, touching her breasts, it's, like, you know, like, and she's like evoking something, you know, and she's got like these big tarot cards out and shit. And like, it's like,
and that's fun. And I understand the appeal of it. And I know that there is an audience for it. It's just, I'm not the audience. So like, I think a lot of these videos are creative and like, good for you. Like good job making this specific niche into something sexy. Again, it's just not something that I would watch. So, but no, I found something new, and that was cool. No, okay, next for you.
Okay, let me see. I have to remind myself.
I'm opening them as we go through. Oops. Let me see what this one is.
Oh, okay. So I'll be real. I have never watched MMF bisexual three-way.
Oh, interesting.
So, not for any particular reason. I think, you know, like, I had a friend that used to love to watch, like, Brazilian trans porn a lot, which, like, you know, is definitely different than this. But, you know, I think that's the closest I've gotten to, like, seeing those kind of scenes. So I've never seen, like, a cis woman fucking around with, like, two, like, dudes. So,
that are fucking around with each other.
That are fucking right. Like, I thought, okay, it's actually pretty hot. Like seeing him being penetrated while he's like penetrating her.
Yeah, I like
those. There's this kind of also like transference of like the guy who is topping the guy who is like inside her. That I thought, like, it's like almost like he's also fucking her, which she seems to like feel that energy a little bit, because every once in a while he's like, I feel like he's like throws a little extra thrust and says like, this one's for you, baby, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, I thought, okay, that's cool. Like, I, you know, you know, because I'm always thinking hygiene. I hope he like wipes that dick off before he fucks her, you know?
Yeah. Again, it's those real world repercussions creeping into our psyche where we're like, oh, we've lived too many lives and we've fucked too many people right. to not see a scene and be like, ooh, we know what that means.
But you know, that's always my critique in like queer cinema, especially for when like two dudes are about to like intercourse, like, you were just at a bar for 6 hours. You went out for tacos. And now all of a sudden, like, you can pull down your pants and he can rim and fuck you. Like, really? Like, can we have a practicality where, like, even if it's a little tongue-in-cheek, oh, let's stop at the Walgreens for, you know, the enema on the bottom shelf or whatever.
Right.
Just something that gives a nod that our sex is real and it does, like...
Oh, you know what I'm noticing? There's cuts between the scenes with ass to pussy. So they probably did clean, which I love. I love that. And that's been a big, there's been a lot of controversy in the porn world lately. Like on Twitter, I'm seeing a lot of discourse about people not being clean about and like doing like ass to pussy, regardless if it's the same person or a different person. And we all know that you can't do that. We've already talked about it 1,000 times, but like, I do like that you can see there's cuts between, because then I can continue to enjoy it without thinking about that. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about, you going to get sick after this scene is filmed, right? No. I want to enjoy the fucking scene. So I'm there with you on that kind of shit.
When
you
said, I mean, like,
I want to see.
It can't help sometimes, but like creep in where you're just like, you know what
they're very like, they're doing like some fucking cool like
combinations.
Yeah, like they're like these different positions and angles and shit that they're doing are very interesting. They're all very limber.
Cool. They are.
Like the dick in the ass and then the other dick in the pussy on top. Like that's fun.
Yeah, like the angle, the riding. Yeah, it's. I'm like. They have to be in shape for this position.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, for sure.
And the bed is super bouncy, which certainly helps. Like, it's helping the, like...
The guy on the bottom from not getting crushed.
And I love it because, like, her ass is so nice and bouncy. It's, like, the opposite of, like, the bed. Like, she's bouncing down and it's sending a wave and he's bouncing up.
Yeah, I was just seeing that scene. That's so funny. It's a good scene. Awesome. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, I've watched this. That's one of my favorite types is male, male, female.
Yeah, so. I don't know why. It just never, like, you know, I've watched plenty of...
Well, like, we assume sometimes we're not going to like the thing. And then we were like, oh, we do like this thing.
I guess one thing I have seen is FFM. Like because there's so much of FFM.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it's that's
like one of the ones I don't watch because it's boring. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, next one for me. So I... did not know about this. And it took a while for me to stumble upon something I hadn't at least seen the type of before. So this next one I had never seen. However, you know, logic would tell me that this is a thing, but I never even thought it would exist in porn. So I want you to click it.
Okay.
Okay. So there is a type of porn called figurine porn. And basically basically a person with a penis ejaculates. Actually, you know what? It could be also people with vaginas. I do not know because I did not see that, but that probably exists. But a person in these videos with a penis ejaculates onto figures. A lot of them are anime figures. Some of them are sexual figures. Some of them are just not sexual figures at all. But either way, the person is jerking off onto a figurine.
I love how the second clip, they blurred out his cock.
But well, like... I'm going to assume that was probably a Japanese video or it came, like it was taken from a Japanese website.
Right.
they typically blur out the genitals. So
that's true.
And they even blurred out the figurine's genitals. So, and then I guess the person jizzes on the figurine. This one we're watching a figurine bukkake video. And the person, you know, jizzes on all these figurines either once or multiple times. And then we see a close up of the cum dripping down the figurine.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's, I've never seen this tape before. Now, I don't like it. However, it's interesting to me. Watching someone come on something I never thought they would come on is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to know, like, I want to talk to these people and be like, what is your thought process? Or is this just like you're doing it for porn money, you know? So, but these all look like, you know, amateur DIY at your house video. So I don't know.
I wonder if it follows the thread a little bit of like dudes that like to jerk off in public spaces and leave like their cum puddle, you know, like as like.
Is it that or is it about the figurine itself?
This one has extreme, like, romantic, like, close-ups of it, so I think, yeah. I'm not trying to be whatever, but, like, you know what, I don't understand it, it's cool, there's plenty of things that I like that I'm sure people don't understand, so, you know.
I mean, we're not kink-shaming by saying we don't understand
I mean...
That's what I'm saying, though. I want to ask. So, hey, listen, if you are a figurine porn either consumer or creator and you're listening to this, reach out if you're willing to have a chat, because I would love to know sort of what is the, for example, balloons, popping balloons. I don't necessarily understand why people enjoy that, but I do understand that there's probably a connection to latex. There's probably a connection to childhood. There's probably, you know, I can kind of in my brain go down the line. Yeah. What about the figurine is making you want to like, obviously these are sexual figurines, but what about the non-sexual figurines? Why are we coming on them? Like, is it just, I want to know the psychology.
This one has little elf ears and like super huge breasts.
Yeah, yeah. We're watching at the same time. It's funny.
And like the dicks have been like pretty nice so far.
Like this has 22,000 views and 94% thumbs up. So clearly there's a market for this. So if you're listening and I want to just kind of know why this is hot. Like again, the obvious ones where the figurine is very sexually suggestive. Okay. But okay, well, actually, I could probably figure out that maybe like when people with penises were younger, maybe they came on their toys, their figurine.
Well, I was trying to think that there's a lot of
Barbie or something. Maybe it's that.
I know there's a lot of, anecdotally speaking, a lot of like teddy bear fucking that goes on. I also like was just sitting here trying to imagine, like, I know once I took like one of my He-Man figures and like tried to like wrap it around my penis to like see what it would feel like. But like that's the age where you
fuck anything. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All right. What's your third video?
Okay. This is so much fun. We should only do this from now on. Okay. My third video. Okay, so
I'm not gonna click.
You don't have to click on it, but like,
just explain.
So this is a video that, and you know, I've talked on this like podcast a million times about sounding and how it like makes me like tingle in a not like good way down my spine. Like I can't.
Oh, so you gave it a chance finally.
Yeah, so I've seen a quick clip, but I've never watched like
the full process.
And so like, you know, and this individual like ejaculates while sounding, which which was like kind of, I guess, fascinating. You know, like clearly like individuals who are experimenting with this have like found a profound way to have like pleasure around it. I can't imagine it. I just can't. So, you know, pretty hot
So
guy,
you
pretty
watched
nice.
it, you didn't
Yeah.
like it. Did you like the video or no? Was
It
there anything you enjoyed about it?
I mean, he's pretty hot, and like his dick, like I mean, there's like a slight like what would you call it, like vulgarity about seeing it and seeing him so turned on doing something so different. So I think like that was interesting, but like in the end, like I couldn't like imagine like getting like hard. Like it was like too difficult. Like it just seeing
Well,
it
because
visually
you
made
were
yeah.
imagining what it could possibly
I
be
couldn't figure out
feeling
how to
like.
separate that. All I
Yeah.
know is like catheters suck and people complain about them, and I can't imagine doing it
Yeah.
for pleasure. So,
Interesting.
yeah. So there you
Yeah,
have
like
it.
I wonder if it's just some people, like if there's a certain, I don't know, like is there a certain spot that you find in there, or like are you just more sensitive, or like how do you even find out that you'd be into that? That is what I would like to know. What
Yeah.
made what made what was the what made you decide to try sounding?
That,
That's a good one.
yeah. I mean,
Because
it's
once
kind
you know
of,
you like it, obviously we get why you're doing it, but
it's
why
kind of
that one
like,
is hard to find that you like. It's not like it's like touching your balls or your taint or your ass, like that you have to insert something in yourself, you
yeah,
know?
it's like any hole will do, kind of like, but like
Sure.
from
Yeah.
a weird perspective. Yeah, not a
Interesting.
weird, but you know, different, definitely different.
You're so
So.
nervous to upset somebody with
I mean,
kink
like, look,
shaming.
like I've had guys ask me to do it, and I've just, I'm like, I can't imagine doing that to you. I'm sorry. I had to do it to patience, and like, you
Right,
know,
right.
I can't handle it. So,
Understood. All right, well,
yeah.
get ready for the next one.
Okay.
Okay, so I have seen the genre of what is it called? Is it called stuck porn? Yeah, I think it's called something stuck porn, aka somebody got stuck doing something, you know, changing their sheets or getting the load of laundry out of the dryer. They get stuck there with their ass
Okay.
in the air, and then someone just happens to come along and either fucks them with consent or fucks them with consent light or whatever, you know. But
Yeah.
oh, you whatever you want to call it. But the idea is somebody's stuck in a compromising position that allows the person, the person coming about to be able to penetrate them. So I knew that existed and I had watched it before. Obviously, that's in the realm of things I like, oops, I accidentally can't get up. Oops, now you're inside of me. Like that's hot to me. So with consent. So I went down a rabbit hole of stuck porn and I found a subgenre of it that I was truly intrigued by in a way that I don't know I can quite articulate. It's called concrete porn. It's when somebody gets stuck in
In concrete.
concrete. And this isn't just one of these exist.
Right.
This isn't just somebody was like, we got concrete. It's not hardened yet. You want to make a porn? No. This is a genre, a subgenre.
Wow.
And the idea is the person gets stuck in concrete and somebody comes along and fucks them in said concrete.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So,
If I were
okay.
to ever kink shame, it might be concrete fucking.
Really? Oh my
Okay,
gosh.
only because I understand that there most of I mean maybe this is not true. Maybe it what I understand it's probably just mud, but all I can think about is concrete in the pussy or in a urethra
Yeah, no, I
of
hear
any
you.
either flavor. What
But
the
yeah.
fuck?
You
What?
know
No.
what? Oh,
Absolutely not.
wow. Okay, I
So,
see.
I'm not going to kink shame this time, but count your days, concrete porn fuckers. No, but honestly, I was truly like, that was one where I was like, concrete in the pussy. I get that that's probably not concrete, but it gave me the anxiety of it. And then it's still dirt. It's still mud of some
Yeah.
sort. So that gave me fucking anxiety. So My OCD love, is on fire, essentially.
I love by like the end, somebody finally thinks to like get her hair, which has been like plopping in and out of whatever weird oatmeal like.
Yeah, coffee. It's probably okay. You're right. It's probably oatmeal. That's and that like, makes me feel better about it.
He's like ties it up finally towards the end, but like you know, it would have been fascinating to see like a material that would harden while this was happening, or like some like special effects. You know,
I like humiliation porn just as much as the next person, but it's just this flavor was just
he's fucking her in the ass too.
Yeah, okay. And she's stuck. I don't know. Of these other goofy stuck things, like the ideas. Yeah. I like them. I think it's kind of goofy. Oh, yeah. I'm stuck in the dryer. You have to fuck me now. You know, like it's goofy, but it's also fucking hilarious and hot. Yeah.
This
girl looks like she's having a genuinely bad time. I feel bad. Like it doesn't even look like oatmeal. It looks like actually fucking concrete. I don't know. Scary.
I mean, it might be. It might just be a watery, like, you know, mixture of which they don't want it to harden or something, not to get all scientific or whatever. But like the only time I like can imagine that is like when you're in the glory hole and like you get stuck because you got your mouth on like one hole while you're like, you know, didn't think anybody was in the other side, but all of a sudden you feel like their dick brush up against your ass.
Yeah, I hate when that happens in the glory hole. Anyways, all right, so concrete porn, we're going to put that in the nay category, but stuck porn still is one of my favorites. It's just, I don't know, concrete, like, again, I'm very OCD, so when we start talking about weird items being introduced that could possibly get stuck up inside of you, yucky, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, totally. So,
okay, what's your last one?
So my last one is, like, I'm not generally a fan of like these videos that have like people sticking random things in their assholes. So I've like avoided them. Like dildos, cool. Like fingers, cool. I even like a good fisting video, but I don't usually like. I've never watched like you know. An item being inserted or ejected from an anus. So this particular video is a golf ball, which I thought, oh, I've never even seen any of that like ping pong ball, like up the pussy kind of porn either. And I know that's pretty popular. So
yeah.
I just like picked.
Well, cause that's fun. Cause you can contract your pussy muscles and it can pop back out.
Yeah.
You can catch it in a cup, you know?
So, yeah, so this was this, and, you know.
So, this is what? A ping pong up the asshole?
No, it's a golf ball, which, like.
Oh, it's a golf. Ooh, ow. Yeah.
So, it's, like, you know, got little golf ball bumps on it or whatever. And, you know, I think, you know, what I found curious, and this is what I always find curious about, even before I saw any, like, saw a porn of somebody doing this, is that, like. Why not just the dildo? Like, why not, you know, like, but I'm wondering if there's like a kink to it being an unusual object as well.
Yeah, probably.
Like how the kink fuels that, because like, you know, other than the typical adolescent tale of like trying to put like a carrot or a cucumber, I never graduated to a cucumber back in the day, like up your butthole, like. You don't like usually think, hey, there's my dad's golf set. Let me grab one of those balls and like plop it in my anus, you know? But like what I will say is I thought he had incredible control of his anal muscles. He does a lot of like flexing in and out, but it does pop out by accident a couple times. But I guess like it kind of looked like an eyeball, like, peering out through an asshole every once in a while. Because there's, like, writing on it. And I just kept thinking, wow, like, that looks weird. It almost looks like an eyeball. So.
Ew.
There you have it. Weird.
Ew, I'm not going to watch that only because, like, that's a thing. That's weird. It's just, like, I have ick with, like, things popping out of buttholes. All set with that. Great. Okay.
And your final?
My final. So at first I stumbled on this video and I was like, is this a fucking genre or is this just a one-off, like a random idea that somebody had? I found out it's a genre and it's not like an abundant genre, but it is a subgenre. So genies and lamps. There are quite a few videos where somebody either rubs a lamp and a horny genie comes out because they haven't been rubbed, I guess, in a long ass time. And people that rub the lamp are looking for a fuck. Or the genie pops out and is hot and the person wishes that they can fuck the genie, or, you know, shit like that. There's a lot of that.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a genre. I mean, I think it's not necessarily not hot. Again, it's like it's a little sticky and goofy, so I have to be in the mood if I want that specific. Like, I like my porn to feel like, you know, it either has to be goofy and hot, or it just has to be like more realistic on that side.
Oh my god, I love the special effects. I give kudos to that right away.
Yeah, like, there is definitely special effects. But yeah, so like I sent you one of the examples, but yeah, I found a decent amount of genie porn.
Wow.
That's a thing.
What a lucky genie. He got like three girls at once. Oh, he lost his turban.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I was actually curious while you were just talking on the describing the last one. I was curious what the internet thinks is the weirdest genres of porn.
Ooh.
And again, no kink shaming. So I'm not saying weird for me, but you know, people make articles all the time about shit like this. So I'm going to Google it right now. Weirdest porn. I wonder if anything that we said comes up probably.
I wonder. I mean, those are some genres that like, I don't know. I'm not sure anybody's even heard of. And I feel like the internet these days kind of takes like an average of like the information and like spits you.
Okay, so I'm going to go through it. I'll just give some off of a couple different articles. This article says BBW, which is not, that's not weird. Scarfing, which is like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Sure.
DVDAO, which is double vaginal, double anal.
Okay.
What's O? Double vaginal, double anal.
Double oral?
No, it's DVDAO. Double vaginal, double anal orgasm? I don't know. It doesn't explain it. It's gonzo, gonzo's just not for everybody, but I wouldn't consider that weird. That's been around forever. BRCC, backroom casting couch. That's not weird. It's Japanese, sorry. Futunaria. It's a thing. Japanese cartoons generally feature. I'll just read it. These Japanese cartoons generally feature transsexual and intersex characters, a very popular search term in Egypt and Lebanon, apparently. I'm reading. Raincoat, which is just using like condoms. It's using condoms.
Oh, really? Oh. Wow, I love that wearing condoms is kinky these days.
Yeah, no shit. This one's called Stranger on the Rocks. You dip your hand into a bucket of ice until you're numb and then you jerk off so it feels like somebody else. Veggie porn. They're saying J-O-I. Get out of here.
Jerk off instruction?
Yeah. Macrophilia. Mm. Content created specifically for those who get off on the idea of being a giant. Oh, it's for the people that want to be giants. Okay, I see.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Cake sitting. That's been around forever. Oh, I'm not reading that one. Okay, let me look at one other website. Absolutely fucking. Okay, let's see. What's this? Quicksand porn. Okay, so it's probably close to concrete porn is my... Tentacle porn, giantess, object porn, furry porn. None of these are that weird. What's this? Clopping? Is furry clopping. Porn... Oh, it's furry porn based on My Little Pony. Very particular. Okay. Okay, I keep seeing menstruation porn.
Interesting.
Which is not weird. Like, it's just somebody on their period. Who gives a shit? I mean, I guess the point that they're trying to make is that some people are playing with the blood and like that's the part, but it's just like, okay, so it's blood porn. Get over it. Just don't watch it if you don't like it. I don't know. Quicksand porn. So the fetish is actually that you're trapped in quicksand. It's not about being stuck.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's some next level shit.
Oh, and people actually make real quicksand for these porns. What?
I don't even know what that means.
Clown porn, not weird. Oh, car cranking. This one, actually, a friend talked about on a podcast with us. When somebody just, they like pump the pedal of their car. That's one that like I never watched, but obviously why would I watch that? But
wait, what?
Yeah, like, okay, let me read it. People that are really turned on by watching women pump the pedals of their car. It's actually called pedal pumping fetish or car cranking. And no clothes are taken off. You literally just crank. If anybody wants car cranking porn, I don't have a car, but I will find a car to crank. And I will make it. So yeah, so those are what some websites consider the quote-unquote strangest types of porn.
All right.
So I don't think I'm going to be watching most of what we watched, aside from the stuff I already liked, which was like, I really like male, female porn. I hate calling it that, but you know, whatever.
Well, yeah.
dick, pussy porn.
Duck, duck, goose.
Exactly. Duck, duck, goose porn. Yeah, most of those I probably won't rewatch or watch again or dabble in, but it was interesting to learn about them.
Yeah, I like the process of doing it because it, like, I don't know, like,
you makes you realize how fucking, how much of a heathen you are because you've seen every type of porn on earth.
Yeah, I mean, there really is very few, and, like, I thought it was interesting to try to, like, actually see what I could see about it being a turn on to people, you know? It's my pornographic journey. My pornographic
diet. My little pornographic journey. Instead of My Little Pony porn.
Exactly. The shit.
I love when something so niche is actually way bigger than you think it is. You know, you're like, there has to be one video on that or two videos. And then it's like a whole fucking excuse me, a whole like group of, you know, there's like conventions for it or whatever, and you're like, oh,
I know. I used to think that about like piss porn back in the day, and I couldn't believe like the internet was just coming alive and it was like everywhere, like these, like, yeah. Which means it was everywhere in other like mediums, obviously, but like I still
blame Friends for a huge swath of millennials having a golden shower, at least interest.
Curiosity, yeah.
Yeah, which is from the episode where, is it Monica gets stung by the jellyfish and then whoever pees on her?
Oh, right. Yeah. They're at like the beach house things. And mm-hmm. I haven't seen that many Friends episodes, but I have seen that one, ironically.
Yeah, well, exactly. Me too. When I was young, and I'm into golden showers. So Anyways, I think this was a great episode. I think that it's time for us to go on our merry. And I think that next week we will come back and we will we will fuck your face.
No, we didn't give any of those porn examples.
We know, because we know about them, and we're not going to watch shit porn, so.
Yeah.
At least not me. You might. I don't know.
It's not in my, like.
It's not in your, yeah.
It's not in my search. My search.
Well, it is in now, because I accidentally clicked one earlier when I was.
Oh, shit. Literally.
I was going down a rabbit hole, and I went down a shithole instead. Ridiculous.
I love you.
I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Please follow us online. Give us some love. Download our episodes and subscribe to us. And and lick our pussy.
Exactly.
And our
crap. Bye.
Bye.